possibility.
You ever heard that one before? Have you used that on you before?
He hasn't used that on me before. He does make out lots of words in meetings, so it doesn't surprise me, but we'll run with it. Explosive ability, whatever.
Yeah, I'm not sure how you spell that word, though. Probably not finding that on dictionary.com. So I'm guessing you slept well last night.
I actually didn't get to sleep till 2 o'clock in the morning. So I had adrenaline rushing through my system, but I'm definitely feeling it today. Usually about around Monday nights, that's when it really starts kicking in. But got a good workout in, flush everything out of the system. But yeah, it's catching up to me now. So I'll go home, take a nice nap, and start watching Bills film and get ready for them.
Did you watch film of yesterday already?
Yeah, we already watched it, went over it, and I think overall as a defense, we did very well. When it comes down to it, Michael Vick's an exceptional athlete. He made some plays there that we're not going to see the rest of the year from a quarterback. So that's a good thing for us. But there's a lot of things to learn from as far as, putting them away and, making necessary adjustments going into next week and for the rest of the season. But, we feel good about where we're at. And, anytime you come away with a big win in the first week of the season, it means a great deal.
Did you see any mistakes you made yesterday?
Personally?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I don't think so from a mental standpoint, but there's a lot of technique errors that I can improve upon, missed tackles here and there, just overall pass rush or dropping into coverage. So there's always room for improvement. I've never, had a perfect game before. So, there's definitely things to improve upon. And like we discussed yesterday, coming with 4 weeks off and limited reps in practice, there's always room for improvement.
And you're going to see some different things too, because now that tape's out there, and a lot of unscouted looks in week one, Don was talking about, and teams are going to be watching that pretty closely, where you lined up and the things you did.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it, but it also comes down, it just comes down to one-on-one battles. They can know where I line up, but the bottom line is, they still have to, it's still a one-on-one battle, who's going to win. So hopefully, I get a few, and I'm sure they will, and at the end of the day, hopefully I'll get more.